Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring him today here on the C2P platform, and we're going to Houston University. We're going to be stalking their standout defensive back, Rick Oreo, kind enough to join us. And if you're not familiar with the team, they're 6-1. They're on the way to Anna Maria this weekend, and I'm curious. I want to talk about that defense, but with that said, Rick, we appreciate your time today. Can you believe your senior season's kind of got 3 regular season games left in it, and then you're off to bigger and better things?
It's crazy, Bo. It really is. Thank you for having me today.
No problem. I'm curious. I mean, you guys are having a great year. I was kind of going through the schedule. I saw where the hiccup was with the 2014 loss, and I saw you guys gave up 21 second half points. And then since that time, I think 4 games in, you've had 1 shutout and you've allowed 11 points. After that defeat and giving up those second half points, what was the mindset of that defense moving forward?
It was really just get back to doing what we do. What we do great, and that's getting all 11 hats to the football. And it was really just getting back to our brand of football, and that's playing Husson defense. And like you said, last year we were number one in the entire country in overall defense, rushing defense, passing defense, and first and third down defense. So we're a pretty confident group of guys, and, yeah, we get our hat to the football. That's our brand of football.
Excellent. And obviously being part of that type of unit and the success you guys have, I mean, talk about a little bit, you know, people out there listening, they're not going to be familiar with the university or what you bring to the table. I mean, given Saturday afternoons, I mean, what is your job on that defense? What are the coaches asking you of you,
well,
I should say?
I'm a 3-time captain, so out there I got to be a coach on the field, and I got to lead my guys. I'm responsible for translating the call to the entire defense, so that's my job, leading my guys.
Definitely, man. So that's pretty impressive. 3-time captain. So sophomore season, they're giving you the reins. I mean, kind of going to talk a little bit, but that's impressive stuff. I mean, how'd you kind of, you know, what did they see in you? I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, those are the things that teams love. I mean, talk about you get there, you play your freshman season, and then what happens in within that year, their, you know, sophomore year rolls around and you got enough, you know, gusto with the team and the coaches where they believe in you.
Yes, sir. It was definitely a true honor. Transferred initially from the University of Maine, so initially I was a wide receiver. And after a couple weeks, we had a hole at free safety, and I knew that hole needed to be filled. And as an athlete, I knew they couldn't keep me off the field on that side of the ball, so made the switch over and did enough to impress my teammates. It's actually one of the greatest honors I carry is the 3-time captain. It means a lot to me.
That's excellent. And I'm curious, man, when you're doing what you're doing at that with the wide receiver position, and I was looking at your size, about, what, 5'11", 190. I mean, is that where you're currently at right now?
No, I'm over at defensive back still. I play predominantly.
No, I mean, size-wise.
Oh, I'm right around 200, but 5'11", 200.
Yeah, that's excellent. Like I said, I was looking at your size. And I'm like, I mean, because that's legit size. I mean, a lot of kids from smaller schools sometimes, you know, I didn't know you transferred from Maine from the wide receiver thing, and I knew you were on the defensive side of now. But like I said, those are legit size. A lot of small school kids would come on, you know, I mean, right off the cuff. They're, you know, 5'6", 152. It's just like, I don't think this is going to make it. Once again, Rick Oreo here on the C2P as we talk some college football and NFL draft with this young man. Remember, Husson's taking on Anna Maria this weekend, 6-1, a big game for this team. Obviously, bigger things in store for this team as they go down the road. But we want to get into the nooks and crannies of what makes this young man a prospect that people are going to be looking at. And obviously, I'm sure there's bigger things, better things on his mind after this year concludes as well. But with that said, I mean, I always like to say this, I ask it of everybody that comes on the show, Rick. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're with some scouts, even your coaches, when they're looking at you, what do you think pops off film that you do at your position that they're going to love?
Okay, I would definitely say my toughness, my leadership ability, my ability to communicate with my teammates. My teammates are from all over the country, so it's a big thing, especially up at a small university tucked away in Bangor, Maine. You got to be able to work with many different people from many different areas, and to be able to relate to all those people and come together in a short time in the preseason and build what we have has been great. I think my ability to communicate my toughness and my athleticism sticks out on film.
Nice. And then I'm curious, I mean, you talked about that main wide receiver thing, and again, I didn't know that prior to the show, so I always kind of want to delve a little bit more. When in practice, do you try to maybe ask the coaches for a little trick play to throw you out there or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I've been working on at least running out there and running the streak the last 4 years. So. It's been a battle.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to ask Coach Price.
They've joked around with me a bunch, yeah. But we've had a roster of 140 guys each year. And I got enough to worry about over on the defensive side of the ball.
I don't know, man. We're gonna try to, 3 games left, 3-time captain. I mean, like you said, let you run one route, just one route, last play of the game or something,
hey,
right? I mean,
make the call, boss. I'm more than ready.
Awesome stuff. And I'm curious. I mean, in terms of comparisons, and we're not saying that you're better than or anything like that, but in terms of guys at that next level, I mean, your friends, family, give you comparisons to anybody saying, "Hey, Rick, when we watch you, we see this guy at the next level."
Oh, yeah, I get jokes here and there. I like to say I play a lot like Earl Thomas. Feisty, always at the ball, fearless, just beyond instinctive, and he's great at that center field free safety position, playing sideline to sideline, hash to hash. He just covers so much ground, and I feel like his style of play and approach to the game and body type is very similar to my own.
Definitely. I like that. And, I mean, how about just growing up? I mean, all-around athlete? Did you play kind of, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, even soccer?
Oh, absolutely. State champion and school record holder in the 4x1 in high school. Also the 300 hurdles, which is one of the tougher events in track and field. Yeah, school record holder and state champion in that my senior year. Led the state in every single receiving category, the best class in all of Maine. I originally grew up in Texas, so I was a Texas boy. I was born in Mass, moved all over the country growing up, and settled in Maine for high school and did some good stuff there.
I guess you did, man. Those are pretty impressive, especially the hurdles. I mean, my daughter runs track, and seeing those kids, sometimes you just they take some nasty spills, and if you don't know what you're doing, it could be a nasty event. So you definitely have that athletic trait in you. So kind of, I mean – how did you, I guess, get lost in the shuffle even? I mean, with that athleticism, the speed, I mean, just a bad high school football team, not a lot of offers. Yeah,
I think initially it may have been being up in Maine, tucked away. Initially I had several scholarship offers for track and field, which initially I took. I took a scholarship offer for hurdles down at Eastern New Mexico University. And I knew the whole time I wanted to get back and play football. I didn't have many offers. And ended up coming back to Maine as a walk-on for the year. At the end of the semester, I found out only because I started my 5-year Division I clock, I only had 2 years left of eligibility, and that was something I didn't know. I thought I was going to have 4 or 5 years. So I transferred down to the Division III level once I met with the coaches. Loved what I saw over at Husson, and the rest is history.
That is excellent. Once again, Rick Oreo, the standout Husson defensive back, 3-time team captain, kind enough to join us before they go on the road to Anna Maria this season strong. He's talking a little college football and obviously what he brings to the table at the next level, and that gives us the great segue to that next level. I mean, you want to get to that next level. I mean, is the ultimate goal to find out if you can make the NFL?
Yes, sir. I mean, I feel like growing up, any passionate football player, anyone who loves the game, sees themselves at that next level, has those dreams, sees themselves playing for their favorite NFL team or just playing for one of the 32 NFL franchises would be a dream come true. My situation is pretty unique. This last year, a few months ago, I was just granted my dual citizenship. My mom was born and raised in Montreal, Canada. And I was cleared by the CFL. I'm a CFL-PA declared national. So also the CFL is a big option for me as well.
Definitely, and that's a huge thing, especially I work with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, so trying to find out who is international, who's national, and fitting those bodies on the roster is a it's almost like it's like a mathematician degree. You need it's a crazy science of trying to find those bodies, but that's definitely a plus for you. I mean, are you receiving any interest? Have you heard any positive things? I mean, sometimes scouts pop on campus. You know, maybe your coaches are hearing some positive things, or even maybe your coaches
absolutely.
Say, hey, you know, Rick, we haven't seen a guy like you.
A bunch of CFL clubs have actually reached out to my coaches. I've spoken with a couple CFL representatives as well, and yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but good things, and just looking forward to the process ahead. Just getting ready
awesome
for the
stuff.
Definitely
and
competing in the CFL Combine, so I know that's on my list.
Yeah, it's there's a lot a lot to take in as the next few months start to get in full effect. I mean, have you given thought to training? You going to stay at school? Have you already graduated? Kind of where are you in terms of getting your degree and things of that nature?
As far as education, this is my last semester, so I'm finishing up right now, and my plan was, as soon as school's over, head down south to Saco, Maine, a few hours down south. They have pre-C-speed school down there, and I plan on working there as I prepare.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff, man. I'm glad we've got to talk. I mean, this has been a bounty of great information about a prospect we knew little about, but now we bring him to you here on the C2B. We know a lot more about what this young man brings to the table. And, man, I mean, so many things to pick at, Rick. I mean, you know, 4x1 champion, track and field scholarship, played receiver at Maine. I mean, 3-time captain. I mean, that's already a lot to put on the resume that you got to kind of get you excited and what you're doing. Before we let you go,
I'm
really glad.
Open the eyes and get in front of the right people.
Hey, man, well, that's what we plan on doing with the show. And, like, you know, I know we were talking about doing this later, but, you know, we'll get your bio out there and we'll start sending everything we can to get you as much love as possible. So, you know, National Bowl, Tropical Bowl, NFLPA game, try to get your name out there so, you know, you can get some notice and get some recognition.
Sounds great, boss. I appreciate it.
Man, that's what we're here for, man. But before we let you go, we do like to have some fun. We call it just a three and out type thing. You ready to take a couple questions?
Hey, let's do it.
All right. Now, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. It's female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's Ricky Oio taking to lunch?
I'm not so sure my fiance is going to like this answer, but I think she might already know. I'd probably have to say Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley. Man, I don't think we ever got a Keira Knightley. Nothing wrong with that. I love getting a new name, though. I should get the bell like the Dan Patrick show has.
I'm unlike anyone you've met, so I'm sure you're going to get those from me.
Excellent. Well, this could get funner then. How about Coach Gabby Price? Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Price? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
My teammates tend to tell me that I do a tremendous. I love the impersonations. I'm great with them. I wouldn't say my Gabby's that good, but my teammates love it. And no, I would not do it in front of him.
Excellent stuff. I love it. I love it. I love it. And how about teammates? Who's the biggest eater in that hustle locker
biggest,
room?
Ooh, you say biggest eater?
Yeah.
I'd probably have to say our All-American running back, John Smith. He loves eating. He's a seafood guy. Anything he sees, he eats.
Excellent.
It explains
and the
a
final
lot of
one,
his
I...
performance on the field as well. So
so seafood's the key, huh? It's funny he's saying running back, too. I mean, and he keeps the body trim, but he's able to put away the calories, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the guys that's in the best shape on our team, and he can get those wheels spinning, and he'll eat whatever he sees. He's a seafood guy.
Awesome. And then the final one for you, Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He puts the paint, the themes and ideas on your cleats and spikes that you guys wear. If you could have any sort of paint job or theme on your shoes, what would you want on there?
I've seen such a diverse range of cleats and the superstars across the NFL. Some go pop culture with it, some go personal. I'd probably lean towards a little mixture of the both. A couple of years back, we lost a teammate. Actually, one of the reasons I wear number 40, Stephen Colvin, he wore number 46 with us, and he died in a skiing accident. And he was one of my closest friends, and I'd probably design cleats based off of him, based off his name. And his picture on it. Probably do something cool like that. And also, I lost one of my great mentors last year, Taylor Harmon. He was a track coach, coached me to the 300 hurdles championship and the 4x1 championship, and probably do the other cleat for him. So probably go with a personal touch on it.
Very impressive and very thoughtful as well. Sorry for those losses, and the least you can, keeping the memories alive. Rick,
absolutely.
Hey, man, we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you a little bit. Can't wait to follow you through this you know, this progression as you kind of, you know, get yourself situated for this next level. But until then, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Best to you and your teammates as you guys travel to Anna Maria. Hope you guys come out victorious.
Hey, I appreciate you both. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the opportunity.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Rick Oreo, the standout defensive back, safety, if you will, from Huston University, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I tell you what, this is what we love doing, the shows, because to the table, you know what I mean? And you just, stuff you weren't aware of, and you know, this is kind of how you build that, you know, let's start taking a deeper look at this kid. You want more of him? Block Talk Radio, iTunes, free and available. You just type in Rick Oreo, Huston University, and it will pop up. We'll be getting his draft bio up probably later today, tomorrow. We will be at Pitt tomorrow, and then we have Detroit Steelers on Sunday. So we'll have a jam-packed weekend of football. But that said, we always appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.